G'day, it's JD here with JC at Marvel HQ. Today we're going to be talking about the characteristics of Marvel caravans. JC, mate, what can you tell us about the characteristics that were put into Marvel from the very beginning?
Hey, it's a great question. I'm really proud of the Marvel brand. I've been in the industry for some time and I'm a caravaner myself. So we built these caravans and implement some features into them to, one, make them a bit distinctive, two, make them more user-friendly, and three, hopefully longer lasting. So if people come back and see us in 5 or 10 years' time to upgrade or go bigger or smaller, the van's going to come back to us looking as good as it did when they first picked it up. So a few things that we did, you know, if we start on the outside. Like a house, it's got to start on a good solid foundation. So we made sure our entire chassis across our entire range is all Australian steel and it's all box section, there's no C-channel. Because if you start a good foundation, generally everything will go true and square from there. The next thing we did is we made sure we used a 3mm alley composite sides. A couple of things, one, it's easier to clean. Two, it's better insulation, which in Australia is an important feature. And three, it reduces the amount of joins in the van by about 50. So it's 50 less chances of the van leaking, you've just stripped out of it. And especially up here in Queensland, it's hail resistant. So that's a huge thing. And it did stand up to the test. We had a hailstorm here just in the end of December. And we, on the side, the alley comp sides and the roof, there wasn't a mark. We've got your standard features with your triple lock security door and your cool lights and all that everybody's pretty much doing now. We make sure the tunnel boot's lined with checker plate, so as you're throwing things in, you're not going to damage any of the floor. We one piece fiberglass roof, so as a joint above the top roll, joint above the rear roll, one piece the whole way along, floating roof, so it allows for expansion and contraction. And once again, it's taken about 5 joins off the roof where water sits there and can pull in that. So it decreases your chance of the van leaking massively. They're key features across every single one of our models, whether it be a tourer, an off-road, a family van, an off-road family van. They're key external features across the lot. We make sure internally, I've got a couple of teenage children, and with them growing up, they can be a bit hard on vans. And look, some owners can be a bit hard on vans. All the splashbacks are full height acrylic splashbacks, so they're more longer lasting, and you don't have to worry about any air pockets forming behind them. So it's not going to devalue your van over time. It's actually going to maintain its value. Your bench tops are all post-form rolled edge. One, it's a magnificent finish. It looks a lot classier than your square cut. Two, if you drop something on it, it's not going to catch the edge of it and chip it. So once again, better longer lasting. We use the biggest possible windows in the van that we can. And we do those by using 38 by 19 framework either side. And that gives it a hell of a lot of strength. And at the same time, by having bigger windows, you're getting better ventilation, the van fills area. Just overall, it's a much nicer atmosphere. Because when you walk into a caravan, it's got to feel like a home. You know, people buy an emotion. It's got to feel good and it's got to perform good. Your cabinetry, we use all door set handles, so there's no push buttons. So for people with arthritis in their fingers or younger ones with nails, you don't have to worry. It's a very easy, one simple movement, self-locking, so you don't have to think, oh geez, if I closed the cupboard properly. And all piano hinging, which is a huge thing, especially once you start getting to the off-road usage. We use the biggest possible fridge in the range, in all of our vans standard, whether it be a tourer or an off-road. They all come with solar, they all come with batteries, they all come with air conditioners, so that they're all set up for the Australian lifestyle, whether it be going the big fours or going out to the Birdsville races.
Awesome. Now mate, the Marvel brand's been in existence for just over 18 months now. Has there been any changes in the vans during that time?
100%. Like, I've been in the industry, this is my 18th year, and you're forever learning. I use these vans myself and I come back and go, oh geez, I'll change that, move that. And Chris, the owner, does as well. And look, that's how we continually improve our stock. We've introduced the Golden Child range. So we've got an entire range now dedicated to just families, covering all brand new, pretty cool designs from 18 foot up to, we built a 23 and a half foot, 6 berth van with 4 bunks in it for a client. We've expanded the Thunderstorm range. So all of our ranges have expanded. We've introduced the Runamuck, which is just, it's an amazing piece of gear. It'll go anywhere you can possibly take it, and it tracks at the same width as your vehicle. So that took a lot of R&D to get it to the point where it's magic now. It's the best van I've towed. Radically different than anything else in the market. All the benefits of a hybrid, however, all the luxuries inside of a caravan. We've also improved our battery management systems. Yeah, we were using the same stock ones that most industry was, and then we come across the Projector. They've brought out a new intelligence system. So we use the Projector range in all of our models. In your Seabreeze and your Seabreeze Sport and your Golden Trail, we use the PM200. Very user-friendly, easy to use display board, water pump, everything, water level indicators, all turned on just inside the door. And then in the runner marks and the thunderstorms, we use the PM300s, which show state of charge, everything. They're an awesome unit. Really user-friendly, and Projector's been in Australia for a long time. So they're a known brand that's built up a good reputation. We've also changed the way we do in which our cabinetry, whereas we were doing the same as, you know, predominantly most of the industry, where inside it was your 19mm by 19mm framework of a 3mm face ply with a solid door. But the cupboards and everything were a carcass construction. So if you walk around not, you'll hear they're hollow. The manufacturer invested in a CNC machine, and we've now gone to a full CNC interior throughout the van. So basically everything's computer cut, it's pre-drilled, it's awesome. So everything's pinpoint accurate, but we've maintained the traditional look as such. So we've kept the piano hinges and that, and gone away from following, you know, a lot of people using adjustable hinges and that, which look, I can't even get right in my own house, let alone, you know, off-road use. So the piano hinge is just great. So we've been able to still incorporate that into that. All metal sided drawers. We're literally just, our 2020 vans are coming with a new external light, which has got a both white and amber function standard. So if you've got mosquitoes and that, I've been away quite a few times, my wife's Dutch, so the mosquitoes love her. You can use the amber external light and it doesn't attract the bugs. So that's gonna be standard across our entire range from 2020 moving forward. Look, all metal sided drawers, we've gone to remote lighting, so all your internal external lights you can turn on and off at the flick, you know, remote in your pocket. I actually convinced my kids that I had them voice activated, had the remote in my pocket, outside light on. I had half the campground going last time, so someone caught on to see me pocket moving in the end, came undone. But hey, look, we've expanded the range, we've improved the stuff we're putting in them, we've improved the management systems, we've improved the internal fit outs, we're onwards and upwards. You know, we'll never stop improving. A lot of that's from our own usage, from, you know, new tech that's come onto the market, and also some great feedback from our customers. Because we always say to them, look, when they get in touch with us, whether it's positive or negative, as much as nobody likes to have a negative experience, it helps us improve what we do. And look, we cop on the chin, we fix it, we move on, we learn from it, and we build a better product, and we'll continue to do so.
Awesome. Thanks, mate.
Hey, pleasure, mate. How about a beer?
Let's do it.